This is the Sakar Muli of 24th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you now have to return home. Therefore forget the consciousness of your bodies. Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls and break any attachment you have to anyone. Question. What wisdom do you children learn from the Father at the confluence age? Answer. It is only now that you learn the wisdom of how to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan and how to make your fortune elevated. To the extent that you remain accurately linked in yoga and knowledgeful, you will accordingly continue to experience progress. The children who progress can never remain hidden. From each of the children's acts, the father can understand which children are making their fortune elevated. Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. All of you children heard this song. Baba uses the word children. The children at all the centres understand that Baba is referring to us Brahmins and the children heard in the song. In order to become a garland around the neck while alive, go to the incorporeal world and stay in Baba's home. That is Shiv Baba's home, where all the Saligrams reside. You children, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, you spinners of the discus of self-realization, know that that same Baba has truly come. He says, you now have to become bodiless. That is, you have to forget the consciousness of your bodies. This old world is to be destroyed. These bodies have to be shed, that is, everyone has to be left because this world is to be destroyed. You now have to return home. All of you children are now happy because you have stumbled around a great deal for half a cycle in order to return home. However, you never found the way home. Instead, when you people saw the show of the path of devotion, you became trapped in that. The path of devotion is a bog in which human beings are trapped up to their necks. You children now say, Baba, we are forgetting this old world and these old bodies. We will now become bodiless and return home with you. It is in the intellects of all of you that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has come from the Supreme Region to take us back home. He simply says, become pure and remember me. Die alive. You know that souls reside there in that home. A soul is just a point. All souls will go to the incorporeal world. There will be as many souls there as there are human beings here. How much space in the great element do souls take up? Whereas how much space do bodies that are quite big take up? How much space would a soul need? How small a space would we souls take up? A very tiny space. You children have the great fortune of hearing these things from the Father. The Father explains that you came bodiless and adopted bodies and played your parts. You now have to die alive and forget everyone. The Father comes and teaches you how to die. He says, remember your father and your home. Make a lot of effort. Your sins will be absolved by staying in yoga. Then from being Tamopradhan, you souls will become Satopradhan. This is why the Father advises you now, and also told you in the previous cycle, renounce all bodily relations, including your own bodies, and constantly remember me alone. that one is the father of all. You are the mouth-born children of Prajapita Brahma. You continue to receive this knowledge. You are the children of Shiva anyway. Everyone has the faith that they are children of God. However, because of having forgotten God's name, form, time and place, no one has that love for God. No one is to be blamed. It is fixed in the drama. The father explains, souls are such tiny points, and the part of 84 births is recorded in new souls. It is such a wonder how a soul takes a body and plays his part. You now know about this unlimited part. No one else has this knowledge. You too were body conscious. Now, how much each of you changes depends on each one's fortune. You can now see your fortune of the previous cycle. There are so many human beings in the world. Each one has his or her own fortune. Depending on what actions each one has performed, he or she becomes happy, unhappy, rich or poor, accordingly. It is souls who become this. The father sits here and explains how souls become happy and then go into sorrow. Only the father teaches you the wisdom of how to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Whatever wisdom each of you attained then, you are receiving that much wisdom now. By the end, you will understand each one's fortune. It would then be said that this is each one's fortune every cycle. Those who are very well connected in yoga and are knowledgeful will continue to do service. You can make constant progress by studying. Some children progress quickly, whereas others give you a headache. It is the same here. Whatever progress each of you makes every cycle, that cannot remain hidden. The father knows that everyone's connection is with Shiv Baba. This one understands everything from seeing the acts of you children. That one also sees everything. You can hide something from this one, but you can't hide anything from Shiv Baba. Even on the path of devotion, no one can hide anything from God. So how could anything be hidden from him on the path of this knowledge? The father continues to explain to you that this study is very easy. Actions have to be performed. Live in this old world with your friends and relatives and make effort. Those who live at home and have such deep love and make effort can go faster ahead than those who live here and make effort. In the scriptures there is the example of Arjuna and the native, Bil. Although the native lived outside, by practicing, he became more skillful at archery than Arjuna. Therefore, while living at home with your families, become like a lotus. You can see examples. While living at home, you can do very good service. You will continue to make a lot more progress. Maya doesn't leave alone those who live here. It isn't that they become liberated from Maya because they come to Baba. No, all of you have to make your own effort. Those who live at home with their families can make effort better than those who live here. They can show very good courage. Only those who live at home and become like a lotus are called Mahaviras. Some say, Baba, you have renounced everything. Baba says, I didn't renounce anything. They left me and went away. Baba did not leave anyone and come here. Instead, even more children came to stay with him. Baba says to you Kumaris, do this godly service. This one is Baba, and that one is also Baba. Many Kumars also came, but they were unable to carry on. The Kumaris are still better. A Kumari is considered to be greater than 100 Brahmins. A Kumari is one who uplifts 21 generations and shoots the arrows of this knowledge. Even those who live at home with their families are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. As they make further progress, their bondages will also finish. Service has to be done. The children who do service are seated in Babdada's heart. They are benefiting thousands of people. Blessings continue to be showered on those who are such serviceable children. They remain seated in the heart. Those who are seated in the heart will be seated on a throne. Baba says, continue to have meetings among yourselves and create methods to show everyone this path. Pictures also continue to be made. All of these are practical matters. You now explain that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is incorporeal. He too is a point, but he is the knowledgeful one, the purifier. A soul is just a point. A child is still small. There is some difference between a child and a father. Nowadays, 15 or 16-year-old children become fathers. Nevertheless, their children would still be younger than them. Look at the wonder here. The father is a soul, and the children are also souls. He is the supreme soul, the knowledgeful one. All the rest claim a high or low status according to how much they study. Everything depends on studying. By performing good actions, you claim a high status. You children now have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. There was just Bharat in heaven. There were no other lands. Therefore, show your heaven in a small, new India. In the same way, don't write the name Dwarka, the kingdom of the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. The intellect says that in the Golden Age, there will first be the kingdom of the deity dynasty. There will be their villages and small states. This also has to be churned. As well as this, also connect your intellects in yoga to Shiv Baba. We are claiming our kingdom by having remembrance. The rust has to be removed with remembrance. All the effort is required for this. Some children's intellects are constantly wandering outside. Even while sitting here, they cannot stay in remembrance. Their intellects wander in other directions. It is the same on the path of devotion. While worshipping Sri Krishna, their intellects go in other directions. Those who do intense devotion make a lot of effort to receive a vision. They sit down for so many hours to remember just Sri Krishna and don't remember anything else. A lot of effort is needed for that. The rosaries of 8 and 16,108 are created here. They even show a rosary of hundreds of thousands of beads. However, the rosary of the path of this knowledge is very valuable because it is this one that requires spiritual effort. The rosary of the path of devotion is cheap. Look at Sri Krishna and see how happily he is dancing. There is the difference of day and night between this knowledge and devotion. They haven't said that the rust is removed by remembering Sri Krishna. Here it is explained that the more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved. Through the power of yoga, you children are now becoming the masters of the world. No one would ever have even dreamt about this. Lakshmi and Narayan did not have to fight, etc. How then did they become the masters of the world? Only you children understand this. The Father says, you receive the kingdom with the power of yoga. However, if it is not in the fortune of some, they don't make effort for it. They don't become serviceable. Baba continues to give you directions as to how to prepare exhibitions. There should be at least 150 to 200 exhibitions per day. Go and tour around all the villages. There should be as many exhibitions as there are centres. By having an exhibition at every centre, it will become easy to explain. Day by day, the centres will continue to become larger, so that you can even keep pictures, etc. there. There is also the invention of the pictures. Make a picture of heaven in Bharat with beautiful palaces, etc. As you make further progress, there will continue to be very good pictures made for explaining to others. Those who are in the stage of retirement can continue to do service while touring around. Those whose fortune shines will emerge. Some children perform impure actions and lose their honour, and so they lose the honour of the Yajna. You receive a status according to your behaviour. The names of those who give happiness to many are remembered. You have not yet become full of all virtues. Some children are serving very well. Hearing the names of such children, Baba is very pleased. Baba is pleased to see serviceable children. They continue to make good effort in doing service. They even continue to open centres where thousands are to benefit. Many will then continue to emerge through them. No one has yet become perfect. One mistake or another continues to be made. Maya doesn't leave anyone alone. The more service you do and the more progress you make, the more you will climb onto the heart throne. Similarly, you will accordingly receive a high status too. Then such will be your status every cycle. No one can hide anything from Shiv Baba. At the end, all of you will have visions of what your own actions were. What will you do then? You will have to cry very bitter tears. That is why Baba continues to explain, don't perform any such actions for which you would have to suffer punishment and also have to repent at the end. No matter how much is explained, if it is not in someone's fortune, he doesn't make effort. Nowadays, people don't know the Father at all. They remember God, but they don't know him. They don't listen to him. You now receive the inheritance of the golden age sovereignty from the Father in a second. Everyone likes the name of Shiv Baba. You children understand that you are receiving your inheritance of heaven from the unlimited Father. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Baptada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Glorify the name of the Father and the Yajna with your behaviour. Don't perform any such actions through which you would lose the Father's honour. Make your own fortune by doing service. 2. Become as benevolent as the Father and receive everyone's blessings and claim a number ahead. Live at home with your family and remain very courageous by living like a lotus. Blessing. May you be doubly non-violent and constantly experience happiness and peace by remaining stable in your Satupadan stage. To remain constantly stable and experience peace and happiness with your Satupadan sanskars is true non-violence. Violence means anything through which you could experience sorrow or peacelessness. So check. 1. Throughout the day, do I commit any type of violence? If you make someone's stage fluctuate with your words, that too is violence. 2. If you are suppressing your Satupradhan sanskars and putting other sanskars into a practical form, that too is violence. Therefore become refined and remain aware of being a great soul and doubly non-violent. Slogan. As soon as any falsehood becomes mixed with the truth, your happiness disappears. Aviact signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Let your every word be alaukik, like that of an angel. Let every word be sweet. Underline this aspect, for only then will revelation take place, because until now the power of words has been going to waste. Therefore the power that there should be in revealing the Father is lacking. When you save your words from going to waste, the sound of the Father's revelation will be heard loud and clear. Om Shanti.